from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, indeed. It is another day in paradise, my friends. 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. So much to talk about. Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Kamala, top story, she already has what she needs, the delegates in the bag. Now, these delegates can change their votes at the convention. It's rare, but they do have the ability to do that, to vote their conscience, I think is how it's termed. And the way things are looking for Kamala, both from polls and from major donors, they very well could just want to wipe the slate, no Kamala, obviously no Joe, and start from scratch. All right, so those are some of the, that's one of the things that we'll be talking about today. Also, Joe Biden, I fear that he is really going downhill very, very quickly. Yeah. Although reports are saying he's going to come back to the White House. I mean, he has been out. Haven't seen or heard from him, with one exception. In fact, he sent this. Was he speaking to Kamala when he said this? Is that who he was?
I'm not sure which part, because he did. He was part of the meeting on the phone that she was a part of, and so yeah.
There's a question about his signature. They never did his, stepping aside for the candidacy. In a really what looked like a really official way, his signature. White House, on their paper with the letterhead and all that. So there was a little controversy about that, but yet
He's alive.
I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me to help us win this thing. Help me get this nomination. Yeah. Help me win the nomination, and then go on to win the presidency.
Yeah, what was that office I've got? What am I? I'm the president. Yes.
Yeah, he's. It's obvious he is struggling, and he said, but he made this. He made this claim.
I won't be on the ticket, but I'm still going to be fully engaged. I've got 6 months left in my presidency. I'm determined to get as much done as I possibly can, both foreign policy and domestic policy.
I'm telling you, you can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
He's really pushing it to get that out. The human side of me feels bad for him as a person.
Except that he's been a jerk all his life.
Well,
that's what gets me around it, because I see how he has treated people. He's a jerk. So that makes me not feel quite so sorry. Yeah. My compassionate side gets tempered because of who he has been his whole life.
Right.
You don't sound convinced. I get it. I really do get it. But it's like, if he had been a kind gentleman to a lot of people, that just because they didn't agree with him.
You're just mad because when you had the chance, you didn't have any hair for him to sniff. And so now you're upset.
Wouldn't mind some ice cream, though.
Yeah. that is interesting. Where did I see that?
The meme?
What kind of leverage? No. For real, what kind of leverage?
Oh, yeah.
What did he get? What did his family get? You knew there was a price for him to step aside. He's played that game for so long.
Sure.
And he's very stubborn, and he wasn't going to go willingly. So they must have. I'm sure they gave him something. It'll be interesting to see if we can kind of find out what is.
And you go from I'm not leaving to 12 hours later, I'm out of here. I mean, really?
You know, there'll be a rushed book with like a ghostwriter that'll come out, and Joe had probably had a minute and a half of input on it. It'll be one of those deals, but it'll get paid a lot of money for it.
But if it takes too much longer, he may need a ghostwriter.
Ooh,
just saying.
Kamala Harris told migrants, "Do not come to the U.S."
I remember that.
But 8 million showed up anyway.
Well, maybe she's not the most influential.
The border czar. What is it? The Peter principle, where you get promoted upward even though you don't necessarily have the capacity for that. Yeah. Yeah. So you're terrible at being a border czar. Hey, she was terrible at being a border czar, but president?
Uh-huh.
She might. That's just my work. Said nobody ever. So there's that. Back to Joe. So he's canceled a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Canceled nearly 10 trips after he announced he was withdrawing from the presidential race. Source told New York Post, he canceled 9 upcoming trips. Things started to be canceled when he announced he wasn't seeking re-election. And Biden was recently diagnosed with COVID-19, had been self-isolating in Rehoboth, Delaware. And it's like a flu after you get it a bunch of times. It's just a flu, a cold. But, if you're 81 and maybe you've got other comorbidities, other health issues, whatever, it's going to take a lot out of you. The source explained the outlet that Biden was supposed to leave from Delaware on Monday, make trips to California, Denver, Colorado, Houston, Austin, Texas. Biden reportedly decided to remain in Delaware until Wednesday. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, Biden's physician, released a letter on Monday stating that Biden had completed his 10th dose of Paxlovid and that his symptoms have almost resolved completely. All right. His symptoms, look at pulse, blood pressure, respiratory rate, and temperature remain absolutely normal. His oxygen saturation continues to be excellent. All right. His lungs remain clear. The president continues to perform all of his presidential duties. Really? All of them? Okay.
Which would include...
What?
Yeah, that's my question. What's he actually do these days? That's part of his presidential duties.
Not a lot. Not a lot.
You can't.
Well, guess what? I mean, they left Bibi Netanyahu, prime minister of Israel, sitting on the tarmac. Hello? Anybody? Hey, is anybody coming to get me? Should I call an Uber? Yeah.
That's rude.
Yeah, you'd get an Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He landed in the U.S. yesterday, and President Joe Biden, he's not feeling good. He doesn't want to give the prime minister COVID, right?
So maybe that would be the vice president's job, right?
That's what I would think, but apparently she was absent as well.
So I wonder who did go.
In a video that the Israeli embassy to the U.S. posted, Netanyahu is seen walking down the steps of an airplane, shaking hands with several people waiting at the bottom. Biden's absence comes as he tested positive for COVID-19. His doctor said he's fine now. But Anthony Blinken, he wasn't there either. Wow. No Secretary of State, no VP, no President. This is a head of state. Supposed to be one of our, strongest allies.
Well, and even he still says, no matter who's the president, we're still your strongest ally in the Middle East. Doesn't feel like it's working both ways, does it?
Yeah.
No. It does not.
It doesn't seem like they're giving him very nice treatment.
No.
That's kind of like how Obama treated him.
Yes.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We have plenty on our plate. Prosecutor meet felon while MSNBC getting cutesy. We've got that and a whole lot more on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.